Random House Audio presents Selections from Dream Songs 1, Fan Fiction and Sci-Fi from Martin's Early Years by George R.R. Martin. Read for you by Claudia Black, Mark Bramhall, Scott Brick, Royd O'Treese, Kim My Guest, Kirby Hayborn, and Adrian Paul. George R.R. Martin by Gardner Dozois. Although he's been a major player in several different genres for more than 30 years, has won Hugo Awards, Nebula Awards, and World Fantasy Awards, George R.R. Martin has finally made it, beyond the shadow of a doubt. The sure and certain sign of this is that someone else's book was recently advertised as being in the tradition of George R.R. Martin. When you're successful enough, when your books sell well enough that publishers try to entice customers to buy someone else's book by saying that it's like yours, then you've made it. You're a really big-name author, and no argument is possible. If you doubt me, think of the other writers whose names are invoked with the phrase, in the tradition of, to sell books. J.R.R. Tolkien, Robert E. Howard, H.P. Lovecraft, Stephen King, J.K. Rowling. That's pretty heady and high-powered company, but there's little doubt that George, who, with his epic A Song of Ice and Fire novel sequence, has become one of the best-selling and, at the same time, most critically acclaimed of modern fantasists, belongs there. Although, if you'd told young George, the unpublished, eager novice, that one day his name would be ranked in such august company, I'm sure he wouldn't have believed you, wouldn't have dared to let himself believe you. Believe such an obvious wish-fulfillment fantasy. Another thing the young...